got to do things that please the Father. We've got to learn to do His will. And that's what Darren and I are here for, to teach you what God's will is in your life. And praise God, Darren, when we look back at how God has taught us, we know that this really works. This truly works. I know at the table last night, we were eating, and you said, "Do you really believe in what you're teaching?" And something on that order.
Well, what you say is we challenge each other frequently.
Yes. And I said, "Darren, I believe in what we're teaching so much that I believe I would die for what we're teaching if I were confronted."
You know why I would? Because if you took this away from me, I'd lose my identity. This is my identity. We have a biblical identity, and all of you need that.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, folks, I have been where some of you are. You're saying, "Wow, this is really a lot of stuff to learn. Wow, this is really, really hard." True. Both of those statements are true. It is hard, and there's a lot to learn. But I'll tell you, God can collapse time and multiply the anointing for you. And if you just get with it, I'm really serious about that, it will be such a wonderful payoff, because once you make those breakthroughs, you never have to go back and redo that again.
That's right.
I mean, once you break through that veil and you say, "I'm your man, I'm your woman, I'm your boy, I'm your girl, I'm here, I'm on for the long haul, and I'm never going back. I'm going to get this word of God in my heart so the ways of God become my ways." Mm-hmm. And I begin to think and act like you do, Father God, because it's family.
Yes.
Let me tell you, He will come and He will pour on the blessings. Trust me, He will pour it on.
Praise the Lord. There's a movie being made about the Bernal girl who died in the Columbine shooting, and when they came in and confronted her and says, "Oh, you're the one that knows God," and she said, "Yes," and they shot her to death. And the actress that is playing the part of, I forgot her first name, I can't remember it, but anyway, who is playing the dead girl's part, she said the worst part was not the death scene. The worst part of her playing this girl was when she was serving the devil and she was out in rebellion and she was doing all of the goth stuff that everybody's doing. She was coloring her hair and she was rebelling against her parents and she was really in the world of sin. And one Christian counselor confronted her parents and said, "You need to give her tough love." And they forced her to go to a Christian school. They forced her to go to Christian camps. They forced her to go to church with them. And she turned her life around, and she began doing astronomically well in school and loving people. And the actress said, "The hardest part for me to play was when she was in this rebellious phase of her life and serving the devil." She said, "That was the worst part. The best part was when she was martyred for Jesus Christ." Because we find out that the devil wants to tell us that his way is better and more fun. It isn't. It isn't. Believe us, it is not the best and the most fun. It will leave you in destruction. It will leave you in the pit. It will leave you in depression. And that's why Darren and I are here today telling you about these words that you need to put in your heart. And we go over them again. Matthew 28:18. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Romans 8:17, "You are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." 1 Corinthians 1:30, "Christ has become to you from God wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption." And 1 Corinthians 3:21-23, "All things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God." 2 Corinthians 5.
Wait just a minute. I'm going to go back to 1 Corinthians 3:21-23. This is one that you can quote as you go around or as you commute or whatever. You can say, "All things belong to me. I belong to Christ. Christ belongs to God."
That's right.
Now, folks, let me tell you, that right there is a chain of command. You answer to Jesus, Jesus answers to the Father. But it's more than that. It's that you belong to Jesus and He belongs to the Father.
Yes.
Oh, and as you say that, then all of the things that Jesus died to make available to us belong to us. And for example, the power belongs to us. When He says in Hebrews 1:3, "I uphold all things by the word of my power," that belongs to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the power operating in your life. And folks, let me tell you, the conduit of power is through vocal expression. It's done on words. That's the way God did it. He spoke this world into existence. Jesus upholds all things. He upholds His agreement with you that if you ask in His name, He'll turn right around and do it for you. That's all conveyed to you by the power of words.
That's right.
And it's yours.
That's right. Now, we find out that in Ephesians, and I'm going to go into the first chapter of Ephesians here, Darren, before we get into the asking phase of this message. And in the first chapter of Ephesians, you have so much. Jesus tells you what you have been given by his blood, what you have been given on this earth. And then in Colossians, it talks about Jesus. And we're going to get into Colossians a little bit in the second half. But Ephesians here, the first chapter of Ephesians, you have been given every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. You have been adopted as sons and daughters of the kingdom. When you read the first chapter of Ephesians, underline these things. Take a pen and underline it in red so you can go back and say, this is what I am in Christ Jesus. This is what he's done for me through his blood, through covenant. And then you have been redeemed through his blood, the forgiveness of trespasses. That's Ephesians 1:7. You have now an inheritance, and that inheritance is given you through Holy Spirit, through the hope of Holy Spirit.
Okay, now let me say something. Ephesians 1:3, one that you kind of went over quickly there, is one of my favorites.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Because it tells us where the goodies are, okay? And all of us want the payoff.
That's right. And it says every, Darren. It says every spiritual blessing. Every. Not one is missing.
This is one you ought to quote, and you ought to learn, you ought to memorize, because it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So in other words, all those things that you're looking for, you're going to find in the man,
mm-hmm.
in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't you know that? And by the way, he's not with us any longer in the flesh. But guess what? He left us his name. Having his name here to use, to worship, to speak, is like having him here personally.
That's
now,
right.
Once you make that breakthrough, and then you read scriptures and say, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified or evidenced or manifested in the Son. And what you are all looking for, we're looking for, is a manifestation of God's presence, which is called his glory.
Oh,
and you'll find that
Lord.
Out if you meditate Ephesians 1:3.
That's right. Praise God. And all these are found in Ephesians 1. That's what's so wonderful. Ephesians 1:13, we've been sealed with Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of promise who leads us into all truth. And that scripture about him leading us into all truth is John 16:13. One thing about we have an inheritance. Oh, I remember her name was Cassie Bernal. Cassie, when she died, she knew she was going to a better place. That's why she could stand up and say, yes, I know God. I love him with all my heart. And because when we're sealed with Holy Spirit through salvation, through baptism of Holy Spirit, we know if we die, Darren, if we die today, we know where we're going. And people that serve all the other gods, they do not know where they're going. They hope they're going. But Jesus said in Romans 10:9-10, that you are saved, you have eternal life. That's so wonderful.
If you confess Jesus with your mouth.
Yes, yes.
Well, let me tell you, Christianity is known as the great confession. And we don't talk about that enough, folks. We need to confess, proclaim, and no confession, no possession.
Mm.
Now, you might say, right now, I don't have it. How can I say it? Let me tell you, by saying it, it becomes a reality in your life. By saying it, you're releasing spiritual words, capsules. Those spiritual capsules become manifest by the laws of the spirit world. It becomes manifested in your life. Now, that's not New Age, so don't go give me that song and dance. We're talking about the ways of God here.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't a Christian. You confessed Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. Guess what? You transferred kingdoms. You got out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and you became a believer in Jesus Christ. He gave you a new heart and a new spirit because you opened your mouth and confessed him as Lord.
Yes, and I'll tell you, he gave you so much when you received him as Lord, and he gave you even spirits to come in and dwell. Holy Spirit has spirits that are in him. And you can find that out in Isaiah 11:2 and read right along with the spirits of wisdom and understanding and knowledge and revelation knowledge and counsel and might and fear of the Lord. These are all spirits within Holy Spirit himself. So if you have a need, you call out. And here it explains it in Ephesians 1:17 that you have the spirits of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. These are wonderful godly spirits that help you in your walk with Jesus Christ.
I know sometimes, Barbara, we go over that so quickly. You have a spirit of wisdom, you have a spirit of revelation. But folks, I'll tell you, when you stop and think about it, Jesus has made unto you wisdom. In other words, you're never short. You're
That's
never
right.
in lack because Jesus is right there with wisdom. And not only that, it's